Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc. All rights reserved.
Welcome back, 17 until the hour. Thanks for staying with me. I'm Jim Blasingame. I am the Small Business Advocate. And my websites are smallbusinessadvocate.com, and the one for my book, The Age of the Customer, is ageofthecustomer.com. And the one for my new book, The Third Ingredient, is thethirdingredient.com. That's with the number three. Sean Worthington is our guest, a good friend, longtime Brain Trust member, author of Beyond Bitcoin, The Future of Digital Currencies. He's a very smart guy, folks, and the best person to learn about crypto, about blockchain from, is someone who has a healthy regard for the shortcomings of blockchain. So let's go back though and talk a little bit about the cryptocurrency. This is something we haven't talked a lot about, Sean, is the future of cryptocurrency, and you've got some suggestions on what we should pay attention to, whether we should be buying cryptocurrency or not, right?
Yeah, I came up with a model, what I call the theory of perfect money, and it describes how money should be, and it talks about, or it allows me to identify some of the issues that are, you know, some of the problems with the blockchain and basically monetary systems, including Bitcoin. Those are information systems. Their jobs are to track how much value we put into the economy so that we can get the same value out. And some of them do better than others. And so with Bitcoin, one of the things that we want in an information system is availability. And Bitcoin is slow. It only can allow for 7 transactions per second. And so when the volume starts heating up, that can really spoil your trades.
Yeah, exactly. A lot of people don't realize that. They don't realize this is that there are, and folks, these are the, this is another reason why, and the Bitcoin 7 transactions per minute, did you, per second, did you say? That's the block,
right.
That's the blockchain parameter, isn't it? That's doing that. That's not, the Bitcoin's not doing that. Blockchain's doing that, right?
That's right.
So this is why I talk about, Sean, this is why I point out to people that when you think of blockchain being the future, there are limitations. This is one of them. What's another one?
Well, another one is the fact that you've got this private key, and it is some systemic risk. And so if you want to send somebody money, you have to create an account on the public ledger. You get this private key, and the person that you're going to send the money to, they also have to have a private key. But the problem is that if you lose the private key, then you lose all your money.
Mm-hmm.
So in order to guard against that, you're going to back it up or put it on your email system or something. And when you do that, now you double your chances of having it stolen.
So could somebody steal your key and use it then, couldn't they?
That's right. And they would get literally, I mean, I know people who have literally lost $4 million.
Wow.
Because they've had their key stolen.
Hmm.
And that is, and you know, when people.
And the key has to, the evidence of the key has to remain digital, right? Could you put evidence of the key on a thumb drive and put it in your bank vault? Sean, you dropped off there. Say it again. Did we lose Sean again? So, folks, this is the issue. Is with some of the shortcomings of blockchain that we're talking about, and it's all the rage. I mean, there's so many conventions and expos and everything else around the world. You can go to 3 a week somewhere every week in the world. Sean, are you back?
I'm here. Can you hear me?
Yeah, I can. Now, we lost you for a second there. So I was just telling the audience that there's so much power behind blockchain. There's so much new capability. It's almost mind-boggling the solutions, the potential solutions that this thing offers for humans to be able to take their place in a doubling digital age, a digital age when capability is doubling every 2 years now. Bitcoin has an amazing ability to create that, but there are these limitations that you're demonstrating in the form of cryptocurrencies. So if you lose your key, or get stolen, somebody else gets your money, and you can't then go say, hey, they stole my key, can you? They just have it.
That's right. There's no way to mitigate that loss. There's no way to get rid of that systemic risk.
Mm-hmm.
And so, so you can lose your coins forever. In fact, 4 million out of the 17 million Bitcoins that have been mined have been lost forever.
Hmm.
And something like 6 million of them have been stolen. So
right.
it's a big, giant problem. And once you get ripped off, you don't want to be ripped off ever again.
So and once they're lost, they're lost forever. So what happens to those coins? When they're lost forever, what happens to them?
So they literally just sit as a ledger entry, and everybody can see the coins are there, but nobody can access them to move
them. So that, all right, so when people leave vaults empty or unused for years in a bank, the bank will drill those out and try to find who it belongs to. Is there any ultimate resolution for Bitcoin?
No, I mean once you start losing more coins than you're mining, you don't have a monetary system anymore.
That's exactly the concern. That's one of the problems, folks, with a non-fiat currency. It's one of the problems with a non-fiat. We come back. We're going to talk about Bitcoin and electricity. And also the extent of a human life and Bitcoin. How about that after this break?
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.